comparing yourself to others is an act of violence against yourself. And that is the thought for today. Today's episode of 7 Good Minutes is being sponsored by The Jordan Harbinger Show. It's a fantastic podcast that I recently discovered and really enjoy listening to. Since you're clearly a fan of high-quality podcasts, I'm sure you'll enjoy it too. Jordan covers a wide range of topics with new episodes each week as he talks with heavy-hitting guests, like many of the same speakers you hear right here on 7 Good Minutes. You should be sure to check out episode 345 with Jim Quick, where the conversation is about how to upgrade your brain's limitless potential. I really enjoy this show, and I think you will too. What I like is how there's always something in every episode that I can pull out and use in my everyday life. Listen to The Jordan Harbinger Show. That's H-A-R, B as in boy, I-N as in Nancy, G-E-R. On Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you listen to podcasts. And now, on with today's episode of 7 Good Minutes. Welcome to 7 Good Minutes. I'm Clyde Lee Dennis. Thanks for joining me for what I believe will be 7 of the most enriching minutes of your day. In today's episode of 7 Good Minutes, our friend Ronald L. Banks talks with us about what to do if you're feeling behind in life. Enjoy.
Okay, I want to take us back and talk about the story of the tortoise and the hare, a story that is laced with life lessons and values. Now, we all know how this story goes and how it ends, right? In short, the tortoise and the hare race, and the hare is expected to win because he's faster, right? And instead of the tortoise trying to run and keep up with the hare, he decides to run his own race at his own pace, focusing on his own journey. And in the end, he wins. Now, as I was thinking about this story, the poet in me was drafting metaphors on top of metaphors for this message, and it dawned on me that what if the tortoise is a physical representation of you and I, and the hare represents a way of thinking, a mindset that we have? See, in other words, mentally, we're thinking like the hare. We want our journeys in life to progress fast as if it's a race. We want to achieve everything we've always wanted now. But physically, it seems as though things are moving slowly, which makes us believe and feel like we're behind in life. Yet if somehow we could just shift our perspective to think more like the tortoise, to run this race we call life at our own pace, focusing on our own journeys, then maybe we won't feel behind in life, right? Or maybe in the end, we'll win and we'll actually achieve those things we seek. See, my hope for this conversation is to encourage you to think differently about feeling behind in life, because you're not. Your mind is just moving faster than it should. And I want to do this by sharing two ideas that are aiding this hare-like thinking in the most honest, blunt, and gentlest way possible. And the first idea is comparison. Stop comparing your journey to someone else's finish line. See, the road you're traveling was built uniquely for you. Every brick, every patch of gravel, concrete, blacktop, it doesn't matter. Your road is your road for a reason. And you have to focus on a journey ahead of you so you don't drift off course or end up with a flat tire or a broken leg and lose all of your momentum. Now, you're probably wondering, well, Ron, I feel like I should be further ahead because of my age, or so-and-so is already at their finish line and they're younger than me, or I know for a fact that they didn't have to face the same obstacles that I have. Okay, well, what if I told you this? Two things. One, maybe you're not ready for your finish line. Maybe your journey is moving a little slower because you still have something you need to deal with, a weight that is weighing you down and slowing you down. And you and I both know that if you so happened to reach your finish line carrying this weight, you would mess it all up. Or two, Maybe your finish line would be so grand and will open so many doors in your life meant solely for you that in order to reach that goodness, your road requires a few detours, a few construction delays that will add time to your journey. But this time is worth it. Remember, the tortoise ran his own race at his own pace. And while it may have taken him longer in time, it yielded a greater end result. Now, the second idea is you're allowing your failures to eat at you. Now, don't get me wrong. There's a difference between using the failures we face in life as lessons to learn from versus excuses to not try. See, your failures should be fertilizer for growth. And the only way to start seeing them this way is to shift your perspective and taking note of all of the opportunities you've missed because you were afraid to try. Imagine if the tortoise was afraid to race the hare. Then he would have missed the opportunity to win, or he would have missed the opportunity to teach the hare a valuable life lesson, to teach everyone who reads this story far into the future a valuable life lesson. Fear of failure is a toxic friend that lives inside of each of us. And the only reason he or she is there is because we've allowed them to move in. They're constantly feeding on our courage, our hope, our strength, and on our confidence. See, the point I'm making is sometimes feeling behind in life is merely the result of our internal starvation, our lack of courage, hope, strength, and confidence. Now, feeding and building this part of us back up is easy in the sense that it only requires two steps to do so, right? But it's hard because it requires you to really put that work in. See, the first step is changing the tone of our inner voice and evicting our toxic friend, fear. Now, when I say evict, I'm talking about changing the locks, the address on the door, new landscaping, the whole nine yards, to the point where fear doesn't even recognize who you are or how you think. And the second step is setting goals and systems without fear and hesitation. What are you working towards? How are you going to achieve that thing you want? What new information are you learning that is then going to help you reach your goals? Why are your goals your goals? See, when you don't have something that you're working towards, or if you don't know why your goals are what they are, then it becomes very easy to end up stagnant or feeling paralyzed by fear or feeling behind in life. But when we shift our focus and have goals and systems that will help progress our journey in stages without the mental hindrance of comparison, right? Then we will always be where we should be in life when we need to be there. Here's a final thought for you. Learn something new, do something new, and don't let the fear of failure or feeling behind in life stop you. Remember, the tortoise beat the hare.
That does it for today's episode of 7 Good Minutes. Please take a moment to rate and review the show on Apple Podcasts. If you have questions, you can ask those by going to 7goodminutes.com/askclyde or get me on Twitter at Clyde Lee Dennis. Until next time, let's be civil to one another out there. Thanks for listening.